The Federal Reserve kicked off a two-day meeting today. Tomorrow, the Fed is expected to announce yet another interest rate increase. It would be the fourth rate hike in 2 years. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal joins us now. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And we've seen the Fed inching up its key interest rate. What's believed to be behind the likely hike tomorrow?
Well, the main thing is that they already forecast it. And now, a sign of how sure we are, Fed funds futures, which is a popular tool for betting on the Fed's policy outlook, shows a 99.6 chance that Fed raises its rates at this week's meeting. And as you said, it came after doing so last December, and in March, it lifts the benchmark rate to between 1% and 1.25%, which is still a very low level historically. The reason for doing it is that, unemployment numbers are really low right now. And so that's the Fed's main goal, and they want to prevent inflation.
How much more of this are we likely to see this year? More rate hikes?
Depends largely on politics. Since raising rates in March, many officials have said they would probably want to lift the rates twice, the one potentially tomorrow, most likely tomorrow, and then again in September. But the Fed could defer the September move if Congress decides to delay action on raising the federal government's debt ceiling. And that could cause all kinds of disarray. And so that's one thing that could block that move.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting this week on a meeting between President Trump and the Fed chair, Janet Yellen. What happened there?
Well, it was roughly a 15-minute conversation. This is according to people familiar with the exchange. And he told her she was doing a good job. Have you heard that before?
Well, and this is somebody who has really criticized her before he took office. He said, she does whatever Obama wants her to do.
That's right. Yeah, Trump accused Yellen of keeping rates low to help Democrats. But what Mr. Trump wants is a fast-growing economy, and that means he doesn't want the Fed to be raising interest rates so aggressively that it thwarts any potential boom.
Jason, while we have you, some breaking business tech news this afternoon. The CEO of Uber, Travis Kalanick, is going to take a leave of absence from the company, according to an internal email. This is something that's been talked about for a long time. What more do we know about it at this point?
What we know is that there's no specific return date for him, and this comes after a months-long investigation into the workplace culture at Uber. The board on Sunday pushed for his removal. This is after an investigative report by former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. He presented this report that we may see a summary of very soon.
It actually is just coming out, and one of the things in there is the letter from Travis to the staff, and he says the ultimate responsibility for where we've gotten and how we've gotten here rests on my shoulders. There is, of course, much to be proud of, but there is much to improve. So we will see what happens at Uber after the news that Travis Kalanick, the CEO, is going to take a leave of absence from the company. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.